This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Rima gave us the corporate healthcare story up at the top of the program, Amazon and prescription drugs. Now, the personal story of drug prices in the face of pending healthcare reform. We don't yet know what form a final bill is going to take. The Senate is still writing its version. But we do know people are paying attention. Witness the packed congressional town halls we have seen this spring about the repeal of Obamacare, yes, but also sometimes more specifically the high price of drugs and what impact those prices have on people. From the Health Desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has our story.
67-year-old David Mitchell loves to sing.
Okay, here we go.
He thought he'd spend his retirement with the National Philharmonic Chorale.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow.
Or head back to school, become a professor. Ultimately, David decided to use his voice like this.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, thank you very much for inviting me here today.
In March, he testified in front of Congress at a hearing on drug prices.
I'm founder of Patients for Affordable Drugs. We're a national organization focused exclusively on policies to lower prescription drug prices. To maintain our independence, we don't accept funding from any organizations that profit from the development and distribution of prescription drugs.
That's important because most major patient organizations do. In 2014, patient advocacy groups reported receiving $264 million from industry. University of Pennsylvania researcher Matthew McCoy says drug and medical device companies cut checks to more than 80% of the largest advocacy groups in the country.
There's been a real conspicuous silence, actually, around patient advocacy organizations. People have rightly raised questions. Well, they can't really speak out because if they do that, that might jeopardize funding that they depend on.
No one definitively knows if this money influences patients and their advocates to line up with industry. What we do know is drug makers are using patients' often very real and very desperate stories to help them get pro-industry laws through Congress. David Mitchell says the way they've monopolized the patient voice means it's near impossible to hear the other story, the one about how those high prices are hitting tons of Americans.
Patients all over this country are struggling. They're losing their homes. They're dipping into their kids' college funds. They are sometimes not taking their drugs or they're cutting their pills in half.
Even seniors who are covered by Medicare face out-of-pocket costs as high as $12,000 a year if they have multiple sclerosis or cancer. To make his case, David's going to do what the drug makers have done so successfully, raise up the volume on patient stories, including his own.
More importantly for the committee, I'm a relapsed cancer patient with multiple myeloma. It's an incurable blood disease. Drugs are keeping me alive.
Yes, this is how David gets your attention. He's actually got $40,000 worth of drugs running through his body every month.
If you saw the x-rays, I looked at them once and I will never look at them again because I have holes in my skull and in my arm bones and in my pelvis.
Sometimes David catches himself, rubbing his arms, checking to see if his bones are still solid. But that day in Washington, David told the committee he's lucky. Between Medicare and savings, he and his wife Nicole can handle whatever costs come their way. Many can't. It struck a chord with Maryland Democrat Representative Elijah Cummings.
Mr. Mitchell, I'm going to make sure that President Trump hears your testimony because there are a lot of people that are going through what you're going through. And I thank God that you take your pain, turn it into a passion to do your purpose.
That's the power of being a patient and how to move an issue. And I don't know how good I am at the end of the day, but it's what I know how to do.
That's because for 30 years, he spent his career orchestrating major public health campaigns, like passing tougher seatbelt laws and working with mothers against drunk driving. And just 9 weeks in, this latest campaign seems to be shaping up. Patients for Affordable Drugs already has stories from 4,600 people. The group is mobilizing folks to support legislation, join conferences, testify. For David, though, this is more than just taking on the industry. For him, it's being part of something and a distraction.
I think it's this way for all cancer patients. You have to be optimistic. The idea that death is visible out there somewhere, it's crippling if I do that. So I don't.
It's taken time for David to get comfortable with his patient voice and all that it implies. But he says he's liking the sound of it. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.